is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. There is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
Foundation. The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth.
Foundation.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Go my tent to the sick. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench this thirst.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company. Back on a laid-back, lazy Friday, sort of a casual Friday. So happy to be in your company. Come, bring the night nurse. Let it ride underneath. Let it ride underneath. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live and in full effect. Now, I'm not going to be indecent like Rika over there at Hot. I want to be decent. In this space we're in, we see that it's a very wet weekend. And, you know, so sort of the ideas that I had. I said, well, this is a great weekend for a night nurse. Amen. Praise God. And then cut up with the wife. You know, obviously it's going to lead me into a Kong salad. But we're going to have a good time this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, live and in full effect. So happy to be in your company. Listen. The lines are going to be wide open today. We're going to get into all manner of things. I pray that we continue to be able to keep it on the course of decency, because I know that indecency is always at the precipice, always there at the cusp, and a desire to be able to either jump in head first or be nudged by the back. Talk to me. But we're too close to the thing sometimes. Nonetheless, we're going to do our best to be able to navigate that and have a conversation that has to do with social growth and development, progression, and the purpose that we've been called to in this life. I want to thank all those persons. I didn't say it this week, but I should have. Right? I just want to be decent right now and say happy birthday to Nisi and Dina out there in Grand Bahama. They're my cousins. They were good. These they're twins. Twins. Nisi and Dina Halbert, right? They're celebrating their birthday. I couldn't tell you. I don't know how old they are. But I know that they're celebrating their birthday, and I want to say happy birthday to y'all. Great. I mean, some of the best people in the world. They have to be the best twins in the world. Talk to me. There has to be sort of a, like a little, you know, gift, like a global gift card that we can give them for being the best in the world. They're very good. You know, I love them. And I just pray that they enjoy their birthday and continue to be able to grow and expand from glory to glory. It's a beautiful day, guys. I want to read a few things in the paper and then maybe one or two things from my cell phone. because my cell phone is wilding out. I just want to be very decent. Make sure you pick up your paper, the Guardian newspaper, Friday, May 19th, 2023. I almost didn't make it to the show today. I want to be honest with you. Almost didn't make it. They had something queued up, and I said, no, I got to make it. And I finally came in because this rain came from nowhere. Talk to me. Absolutely nowhere. We did a production at my my son's school, Kids Playhouse, down there on the western side of Nassau. And he had a little something. It was a nursery rhyme day. And so he did London Bridge is Falling Down. And, you know, in the spirit of hip-hop and my cultural infusion of Bahamianism, Bahamianization, talk to me. I remixed the entire thing, right? I think I'm going to put it up online so you can be able to see it. But it was a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to be able to do that. And I was glad that we could be a part of that and kind of make some things happen, right? Appeals court refuses to stay Gibson's trial. This is a jury impaneled in a corruption case, and all the information's in there. The AG actually takes on the position and said UN must do more to help Haiti. Also, we're seeing Senator Darren Henfield take on a position to say that Bahamians are tired of the UN telling us what to do. Visitors, victims, and burglary, armed robbery in Exuma. This is what the police are saying. And also, Atlanta's disheartened by government's approach on RCI matter. Did I see something? I got a text yesterday. I think it was Sparky. Text me yesterday and said that the Point or some places over at Paradise Island was on fire. I saw some videos, but I don't know. I'm looking in the paper. I didn't see anything in there. So I'm hoping that everything is well. This is a first caller out the gate. This is mad early. Go ahead. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good afternoon, rather. Two things I'd like to say.
Okay.
One is Lincoln Boulevard going north. When you turn onto that road off of Cordo Avenue,
mm-hmm.
It seemed like the tectonic plates underneath there moved some time ago. It's been like that from when I was a child, many years ago. And nobody from the roadworks seemed to drive on that road, sir.
And Lincoln Boulevard going north.
That, if you don't know that road, you break your car up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about time. I keep complaining about that because you have to go over that about 2 miles per hour if you don't want to break up your car. And it seems to me, every time I go over that, it seems like the tectonic plate. I think of the tectonic plate that we have underground that mm-hmm. caused earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have caused the road to crumple at one point in time. Next thing, these banks are getting more and more absurd with customer service.
Mm-hmm.
They're treating us now like cattle.
Mm.
If you go there to say, now even just to inquire now, but you can't go inside and deposit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But to inquire, one day I went in the bank, and I had to sit there 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It's no more of going to the bank on your lunch hour. They're talking about this is all to better the service and to be going into the future. But we're going further back. Remember one time ago, you could have dashed to the bank on your lunch hour
mm-hmm.
and get your lunch, maybe withdraw your money, get your lunch, and go back to work mm-hmm. in an hour?
Yeah.
But those days are gone. Just to sit there and inquire now, it takes you about 2 or 3 hours. When is our government going to step in with these banks and penalize them because they almost don't have anybody working in the bank now?
Mm.
What about the employment that we supposed to be the banking capital of the Caribbean? I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, it's torture going there to the bank. And our government, our people that govern the country, it seems as though they don't go to the banks. Because they don't, it doesn't bother them. They don't talk. They talk about everything else when they get in the Senate and the House of Assembly, everything but trying to give the Bahamian people better service and improve our lives. And we are spending a fortune in taxes. We're giving them mm-hmm. fortune in taxes, right? Mm-hmm. I spent so much money in taxes now until I can't even restock my business because the taxes coming so fast and they want it so fast. And now they're going to do this to you, do the next thing to you. You can't almost restock your business
mm-hmm.
because you're in fear. And you're trying to pay these people this money what they don't deserve or they didn't earn. You don't mind if it's going the right place. But you can't see where it's going.
Well, I got these things on the table for you. So you say Lincoln Boulevard North, you want to be able to see whether or not the tectonic plates have actually shifted significantly. You said that this has happened from you as a child.
Yes, that road has been like that.
But obviously, no one from a governmental capacity has ever ridden on this road.
No one. Nobody has ever from the government, right down to the fellas who paved the road, they've never driven on that.
Lincoln Boulevard North. And the next one was Banking and Customer Service.
Yes, sir.
I like that. I like your call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. We can chop it down today.
Yes, I'd like to hear some comments on it, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to give a comment on that because the truth is, that's how I feel about it. But you know my history. You know who I am. So you know customer service is heavy in me. I've developed and sort of forged how I view service through the training that I've gotten. And anyone who's gotten significant training, when you got whatever this training is, whether or not it's in banking, whether or not it is judicial, whether it is as a lawyer, whatever your practice is, whatever training that you would have received over time and the experiences that you've had in these particular areas, when you're now engaged in an environment that has to render this service to you, you do the same thing. You do. You do this exact same thing. If you were a waitress and you're out there to eat and you're at a restaurant, you ensure that you take care of the waiter or the waitress. You ensure, no, baby, you got to leave something special there because I know how this is. So the experiences that we've had place us in this kind of position where we identify through our lens of training, you know, the type of service that's being yielded in this environment. And so customer service is a big one for me, right? It's just what we do in the hotel. At the front line in the hotel, customer service is big. And when I look in various sectors, whether it be administrative government sector, whether it be the private sector and subsectors or whatnot, I could call people name and tell you how horrible their service is. I really can. I could tell you, I could come here and rant every single day about the inconsistencies in service because it's down to a science. Where I'm from, you can't even let the telephone ring 3 times. I tell you this story too much time. You can't even let third ring. If you don't answer the phone, you could get written up. Front office. Aulikaya Hotel, Starwood property. You get a verbal warning and then you get written up. People know this. We know this. I don't believe that there is any penalization for frontline service in the bank because there is a subconscious idea that lingered socially about an exit strategy. And if this is the avenue to slow it down, because sometimes in relationships, you don't just quit the relationship. Sometimes in relationships, you lag behind significantly until frustration kicks in, and then there is this sort of a separation by the other party. But you always knew what you wanted to do. You always knew what you wanted to do. You always knew that this was the course. If there is this sort of a charged idea that there is going to be sort of a mass exodus as it relates to these banking, the banking or the way that the banking is done in the country, there's 2 things that I can say. One, we're going to have to get up on our game to look back at, to look at cryptocurrency. We're going to have to look at the fiat currency. We're going to have to look at alternative avenues. We're going to have to look at how do we prepare ourselves to always be equipped from that particular standpoint. Because this brick and mortar stuff is getting played out very quickly. So I agree with you. But I don't believe that anything that we can say, if they're on a course, if this is what they're supposed to do, if this is what the directive that's been sent down from the conglomerate, then they're doing as they're told. This is designed strategically to push us in the direction of technology. That's just my 2 cents. That's how I see it. Because this cannot be right. If they hired me and I see that there's not experience in this space, then it's a problem for those persons who are serving at the front line. But it's never a problem for those persons who are serving at the front line because this is a directive that they've been given. This is the exit strategy. Let's be very clear about that. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Caller? No? Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Friday.
Happy Friday. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. I agree with the caller, and like you, service is a plus for me. You know, I go in certain places and I watch the eye contact with the persons in there. I watch their body language. All these things I watch because for me, I learned service in a fast food area where training was number one for us there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the trainers. And there was a lot of things I always tell people. One of my favorite things is how your attitude will affect the customer's attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would have a happy customer come in, and your negative attitude will turn that customer to a sour customer in a second.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Absolutely.
So when I went into a major bank the other day, and the persons are looking at you, they're walking past, no one stopped to say, I mean, I would like you to just say to me, hi, could you give us a moment, please?
Mm-hmm.
I'm satisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you say nothing to me. You're charging me more, but you're serving me less. How is that helping me? How is that moving forward?
Well, we talked about this. Well, like I said to you, in where I come from, they put it down to a science. So it's the 10 and 5 rule, right? Within 10 steps, you have to acknowledge a guest, right? So if you're in 10 steps of a guest, you have to acknowledge them. If you're within 5 feet of them, 5 steps of them, you have to speak to them. You have to verbally say, good morning, good afternoon, hello, something, right? And we don't get that in this country.
No.
So I believe that this is by design. It only can be by design.
It has to be because I think they don't want us banking with them anymore. You understand? I know that's not the case, but, you know, it feels like that's the case because you, even the managers walk past. There was a day I went into an establishment and the persons were all gossiping. And I said, hi, excuse me. You know, I was already irritated because nobody noticed that I was there for about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at them, you know, even I went to a fast food the other day, they taking an order. I said, ma'am, do you know in the fast food service, you are supposed to serve the persons whose money you already have?
Mm-hmm.
You already have my money in your register. Now, what happens if I decide to make you make that sandwich and turn around and say, give me a refund?
Mm-hmm.
That's a wasted order.
Mm-hmm.
So you are supposed to pay attention to me first and ask the person on the line, can you give us a moment, please? Simple as that. But because they don't want to communicate, I think that's where lack of service is disappearing in this country.
Yeah.
Our persons are serving you with less, and they are charging you more in all the areas that I have visited.
That's crazy.
That's far.
That's crazy. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. I agree with you 100%. And it only takes me back to the position whether or not this is something that should be incorporated in schools. Now, you don't want them to believe that they're coming out to a plantation, that you're preparing them for the inevitable, which is service, a service-related, service-based job. But if you craft it accordingly, then these are the elements that they can take throughout their entire life. I don't believe that manners and respect is something that you should reject. Even if you applied for an occupation, you reject it. This is something that you can carry no matter the division, subdivision, occupational opportunities, no matter what comes up in your life. There are opportunities for you to be able to do that. Let me take a next telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Graham?
You know, I was excited to find out that we had our very own genealogist call you and talk about the tectonic plate.
Go ahead, Graham.
Parky's probably the best.
Go ahead, Graham.
No, geologists and talking about the tectonic plate. But I say genealogists, you know, because I haven't seen the degree and the tectonic plate. But anyway, the roads are getting worse in a country that has the third richest economy in the hemisphere. It is a crying shame. And, you know, I really wanted to talk to you about the banking.
Mm-hmm.
The people working in the banking sector, Howard, when we get our Sandy dollar in place,
mm-hmm.
you know, Sandy dollar is brittle. I would have rather the conch coin because that's a strong symbol of something strong, conch, unless you is the conch getting beat. And it sounds like these is the conch getting beat, going in the bank looking for that paper money. The paper money is going away. When will it go? Well, England says they want no more paper money by 2030 on the British Broadcasting Corporation, if you want to Google it, because I like to bring facts.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at somewhere between now and the next few years, no more paper money, only this sandy dollar on your phone, and you send it and purchase things the way you would send minutes, you know, from your phone to someone else's. You understand how that works,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so it's not complicated, except for the seniors that don't know how to use the phone. But they'll get learned real quick.
Yeah.
Now, if you're somebody, Howard,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
that this phone.
You're breaking up, Graham. I know you got them expensive phone. I can't hear you.
I think I'm moving around. Let me get clear because they're trying to stifle my call because I'm going to talk some real sense here.
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
You know, if you only got that money on your phone, no more paper money. If you're working in the bank, you're kind of scared right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
About your job. Because we wouldn't need the cash bank anymore if there's no more cash. So you might not be so chipper and happy and excited. How are you doing today, Howard? How can I help you and assist you? No. You might be very angry. And that sounds like what these people experience when they go into bank.
Yeah.
And so, in the wisdom, the banks have decided that it is forbidden for Bahamians to legally do anything with cryptocurrency, which is another alternative. We should have a discussion one day, you, Wayne Johnson, and myself, and it has nothing to do with yellow or red government, so take the politics out of it, on the future of money. You see, that's a discussion mm-hmm. no one's having on radio. Write that down, the future of money. Because the light bulb changed. Remember, it was the hot light bulb, the incandescent?
Yeah.
And then went to the curly fluorescent one, and now it's LED. Well, you didn't watch? The money is changing, too. And nobody is keeping up.
I just saw Wayne. Wayne told me that he's going across to...
He's at a crypto conference today. He just called me live. And there's so much opportunity in crypto and Sun, letting a Sun run a computer to get you the crypto for basically free. El Salvador has in 2021 embraced the U.S. dollars and crypto. Someone working in Miami can send $100 home to their mummy in El Salvador, and it reaches there in less than 30 seconds, and it costs 3 cents for the transaction.
Wow.
Where before the Bitcoin, the crypto, they would have to go to a bank in Miami that would go to a clearinghouse bank in New York, that would go to a bank in El Salvador, a central bank, and then it would go to another, you know, maybe a Canadian bank. So four different people had to take a little fee. And so the only money ended up in El Salvador was maybe $40 after the fees, and it took about a week or two. So there is a better method, and in 2016 on Lester Cox's show on this very radio station, The Guardian, I want to thank them, we spoke to this about the future of money. We could have done it from 2016.
I'd like to have that conversation, Graham. Mm-hmm. I'd love that.
Yeah, you really should, because you would be educating. See, use the platform to let's educate people of what's to come and possibly how to survive it.
Yeah.
Because right now, they're in the bank looking for this paper money. Remember when they said, don't come in the bank anymore, go to the ATM machine?
Yeah.
And we had the line of like 500 people at the ATM machine?
Yeah.
So instead of letting me have a line at 10 cashiers in the bank, right? You now doubled the line outside at two ATM machines.
Yeah.
And then there was no $20 bills. Remember when that day happened?
And people were going crazy because they didn't come in with money. Yeah.
So what you did is you have an analog country and you're trying to make it digital. But you did not do what you should have done with education in the schools. And so this is going to be, Howard, I'll wrap up. Like you have a square and you're trying to, you have a circle and you're trying to hammer a square into it.
Let's see if we have this. Let's have this conversation before the holiday. Let's see if we can do that on radio. I can give you.
But you have a good one, and God has sent this great liquid sunshine today.
Amen.
To help the grass and the trees be green. So let's love it, because September you'll be begging for this. I'll see y'all later.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Yeah. First thing you say when you say be green, I don't know whether or not it's an innuendo. You're trying to be able to send me to talk about some stuff. I want to talk about some things today, man. I'm waiting on one of you to throw it on the table. I'm waiting on someone to call me and throw it on the table. I'm waiting to hear. Well, I hear somebody getting a general manager's position. Throw it on the table. Well, what it says in the paper yesterday, there's an expectation to be able to see a former leader of an organization join a part. Jordan Table. Somebody Jordan Table, for God's sake. Call me. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up with the text 422-4796. Let me take this quick commercial break and then be back after this.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Go my tent to the sick.
We are going back to Cali, BK style, with the California King Collection, only available at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of plant-based, crispy chicken, or fire-grilled beef, topped with melted white cheddar cheese, bacon, freshly sliced red onion, ripe tomato, crisp lettuce, and BK's creamy guacamole, all served on a toasted brioche bun. The California King Collection packs a tidal wave of flavors and is made with only quality ingredients that are refreshing and filling with every bite. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tent to the sick. There must be something she can do. This heart is broken.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. So happy to be with you today. It is the foundation. We're chopping it down in this beautiful midday. It's a little bit wet out there. A little bit wet. A little damp for the weekend, but praise God for the dampness. Hence, we need a night nurse. Amen. This is me trying to be able to exude this idea that all of us should have more children. Amen. I just want to put it out there. If that alleviates the stress and the knot in your husband's forehead, watch me. This is just in the spirit of decency. In your husband's forehead. Amen. Talk to me, right? Yes, let's do that. Let's do this. Let's do this, Bahamas. We could do this for our 50th anniversary. By the next 50, we should have 1.2 million people in the Bahamas. It ain't bad. We could do it. I think we could do it. 1.2 million people on this absolutely productive island. We could be able to make some things happen. Talk to me. How are you thinking? Well, along those lines, I'll read this here. Henfield says, Bahamians are tired of the UN. The UN telling us what to do. From a Minister of Foreign Affairs, Darren Henfield, said yesterday that while members of the United Nations Rights Council have recommended that the Bahamas adopts more liberal policies as they relate to same-sex unions and other issues, Bahamians are tired of, quote, people telling us what to do. I agree with it. This is strong. He goes on, he says, how we deal with same-sex marriage, how we deal with the asylum seekers, how we treat these issues asserted by the Committee on Human Rights is a matter for Bahamians. He said in the Senate that during debate on a resolution for the appointment of a parliamentary committee on human rights, Henfield was responding to the laundry list of recommendations the Bahamas received during a 43rd session of the Universal Periodic Review at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland, early this month. I agree with him. But I'm, you know, a vertebrate is important. Vertebrate is important. And it shouldn't dissipate and just automatically pop back up before and after service. I think that there should be a constant, even a fortified calcification if we apply ourselves to the Constitution. This is only me trying to be politically correct and not step on toes, but understand how do we fortify this. And be decent when I say this, because as a Minister of Foreign Affairs, there were great things that we expected from him under the Minister administration. And for the most part, a lot of things were lackluster, not just from him, from a great deal of the ministers that we had great ideas and hopes for. And we often look at this as a political ploy to really be able to jockey for a position in a few years. This is wild. I feel like the FNM has already started to campaign. This is wild. Like, is there something else happening? Is there something down there in the underground of the political, you know, forum in our country that I didn't hear about? Is there going to be like a snap election? I feel like this is wild to me. I don't understand what's happening. Somebody explain to me. I've been watching politics for a very long time. The rhythm has been consistent. This is inconsistent with what I know to do in the country. We are possibly 3 years out from a general election. We're seeing persons leave their church based upon what social media is saying to prepare themselves to serve. We're seeing people pop out from presumed and assumed appointments to be able to align themselves with political organizations. We're seeing relentless pronouncement. We're seeing this sort of a rally-style thing pop up all over. What the hell is going on? Somebody explain this to me. In the midst of an organization that the dust hasn't settled yet. What was going on? You're confusing me. I'm confused. I just need to get more information. If there's going to be a snap election in the next 18 months, then okay, yeah, let me know. Let all of us know. If you're previewed to some information, let me know. Is this you, the two fractions within the Free National Movement, which is obviously former Prime Minister Minnis and Michael Pintard in his leadership capacity, trying to retain a position and trying to be able to jockey to get his position back? Is that what's happening here? Are you using these individuals as pawn pieces to your greater objective? Let me take a telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon.
What's up, Sparky?
How you doing, buddy?
All is well. What you say?
Boy, you know what you just did for me just now?
I threw you off your rockers. Hopefully.
No, don't need that. That too, because you brought up so much different topic in one breath.
Go ahead.
You need to take time to breathe. But you just took away my whole prepaid plan and gave all the money to Battelle.
I told you to call the 300-5720, Sparky.
No.
That don't work.
But anyway, let me tell you, I heard people talking about ATM machine and lines at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the new Bank of Bahamas, what they did outside the entrance of their bank, you have two lines going in the bank, and when you reach there, you say, is this the ATM line or the bank line?
Mm-hmm.
And you choose which one you go in, which one coming out quicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper to go to the ATM. So now the new Bank of the Bahamas out on JF Kennedy Drive, what they did is they put three ATM machines in the lobby, and then two security guards, and then the tellers inside the bank. So it looked like they had it getting rid of the tellers, and everybody could start doing online banking at the ATM machine. Because it looked like we could be messing up employment. I remember when I was working at the Patelco, we went to work in suits and everything. You're talking about customer service.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Patelco, now everybody's wearing jeans and slippers and T-shirt.
Mm.
You ask people, there, hey, how long you been here? I've been to Patelco 19 years. How long you been here? I've been here 3 months. Hey, man, did you have any training? You're sitting down there, you tell the fella, okay, I want to change from this phone to the next phone. If all my information going over to the next phone, guy sits there for a couple of minutes, put on the new phone, calling your number, get your email and everything. Tell you, okay, you could go out. All your pictures and everything go over to the next phone. When you reach home and the phone done start downloading itself, you find out you lost half your pictures. When we was going to Patelco, hello?
I read him.
When I went to Patelco and they put us in the front line for customer service, first of all, you're dealing with customers. you had to go down to the Paul Tractor to the training center to be trained before they put you to sit down with any customer. You had to follow up on that work. By the end of the day, you have to make sure everything. Like you said before, then you call the phone. If it ring more than three times, you will see your supervisor or manager come out there.
Right,
your phone is ringing, Fountain. You need to answer that, or they'll write you up. They don't do that no more. You call into a business establishment now. First of all, it comes on a recording. You ain't talking to nobody. All of our customer service reps are busy. You sit there for a long time until you push 1, 2, 3, 4, or wait for the operator. And you sit there for the longest. You would go take a shower, make a cup of coffee, come back, and the phone's still on the recording. All this technology is coming in, putting people out of work.
Wow.
Making people become entrepreneurs, learning how to carve conch shell or do something with Diddy seeds.
Wow.
It's like everything seems to be changing at rapid pace. And you know what? Okay, like the other day, Mr. Grant, listen to this.
Ahead.
I got a grant for somebody because I'm trying to start a farm, right? But I got a grant from an establishment with X amount of dollars to help me start up the farm. Thank them very much. But look how they do it now. They don't put no money in your hand, you know. You must go to the vendor, ask the vendor for an invoice, all the list of the equipment and stuff you're going to buy to help you start up your farm. You take the invoice back to the people who gave you the grant. But they don't put no money in your hand because you're not going to mess with the money.
They send it to the people.
When they approve everything, everything is approved. They would send the money by wire transfer to the person, to the vendor's bank account. And then the vendor will bring you the merchandise and so forth. I am in a situation where the vendor's already been paid thousands of dollars, but the work that they're supposed to do for me can't be done. Because guess what, Howard? I can tell you this. I got the grant and everything for the land and everything to start the farm. But the access road from Gladstone Road to the farming area has not been cut yet. From November 21, by the government, Ministry of Works and Agriculture, they have not cut the access road yet for my tractors and so forth to get down there to work my land. And I can't get to the area because the access road is impassable by a vehicle like a car. I need a tractor or a truck to get to the land to start the land. But you're encouraging us to start farming and do farming. How we can do the farming if we can't get to land to do the farming? If I cut the road myself, you think any of those other farmers could pay me back for cutting the road so they could get to their land?
Just invoice the government. That's all you got to do.
And then you think I could get paid. I'm 72 now. You think I could be living when that happens? You think I would be? Which government you think will be in power? And the new government might say they don't know nothing about what's going on. They got to check, review, and cancel.
Smoky.
You know how that is going, right?
I know how it goes.
Check, review, and cancel.
What
the other fellas promised you, we didn't promise us. We didn't promise you that. Thank you for cutting the land.
You did well.
Yeah, I did well, but I still...
They might name the road Sparky Lane. You never know.
Look at where I'm living now. I moved down here in 2006. They ain't got no names on the corners yet.
Well, tell them what to do. Sparky, I appreciate it. The phone's
I told them what to do when I wrote it for them.
The line's lit up, Sparky. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much, man. Guys, I think there's a way to get out of these things. I mean, I'm listening to Sparky's story, and I'm just thinking, all right, if you need an invoice, get somebody to be able to do it, invoice this particular sector, or talk to someone for the Ministry of Work, see how this could be able to be expedited. I don't know. We got to figure out a way these things. I can't cost people to hold up my productivity. I got things to do. And Sparky, you've been waiting on that piece of land forever. I've been in the radio almost 10 years now, right? Maybe 9 years now between... I was at ZSR 103.5 when I first came to Nassau in Palmdale, right? Maggie put me on there. I used to do a Sunday show called Viewpoint MVM, right? I did it with Marissa. Marissa, who is now still over right there. I think is at Beat, right? And I used to hear you from then. I did a couple shows with Tennyson Wells when he was living. My good friend Etrick Bo would take me on the show. I did some shows with him, right? And I've heard you, Sparky, on all these platforms talk about you needed this piece of property. You got the property. Now you're still being held up. You got to figure this thing out. Let's see if we can be able to take a next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Grant.
Good afternoon.
But I say I have to call in to comment on the services in this country. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with the institution itself. You're trying to do certain things. It's the attitudes of the people that are working in these institutions.
Mm-hmm.
I've been dealing with the bank for, many, many, many years. And the attitudes of the staff, the way they dress, the way they look, and the way they look at you, and the way they, it's just, the attitude is just poor in most of these institutions. And that doesn't have anything to do with, you don't have to train people to do certain things, Because when we were growing up, and then I'm sure you yourself, I'm sure your parents taught you certain principles, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you knew certain principles, and like you said, where you worked, they carried through on what they did. But here, you have the person who is in charge of the bank, you don't ever see them, and if you do see them saunter out, they don't say anything to the staff, you're waiting, nobody speaks to you. Then you get there, they're looking at you like, you're interfering with my mom time, all
yes,
the time for
yes.
me to go home. And when you see, after 3 o'clock coming, you in that bank, like everybody starts to vacate those teller lines. I mean, those teller, okay, this is what happened. After 3 o'clock, now you don't work anymore. So when you look, one or two people left there, and they just right there like they half dead. When you look, they're taking all the papers, but they don't do from that one that they do on there before. They call you to the line. Then somebody just yesterday I was in the bank and this was happening. The young man, a lady went to his cashier. Only was two people in there. Two people. She went to his cashier. I don't know, he couldn't help her. And she went to the other, eventually went back down to where another lady was sitting where you must be going to get your credit card and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he just rest the paper down, look around. He went and he walked outside, came back, going back round, went back there, and he did nothing. He didn't stay in the cage and say, well, listen, let me have the next customer line. And I just stood there, Another lady came behind me, and we all just stood there. And I mean, here there's nobody's in the bike, no big long line, and here you are waiting forever to be served. Man, we got to do better.
We got to do better. All institutions in this country. I agree with you. Like
you doing them a favor.
Yeah.
Like somebody said, they tired of people telling them what to do. They need someone who's going to get down on them and see that they do what they're supposed to do in this country.
I agree with you.
We need to pull our socks up.
Yes.
And we need to get our act together because we are destroying our own selves. And they're talking about the road to 50. The road to 50. We ain't progressing. We need to go back 50.
Hold on.
We are regressing. The more progress we seem to say we make it, the more regression because manners, respect, basic principles, how to treat people, what to do, how to, it's gone. And that ain't for no one. Oh, I'm tired of people telling me what to do. Somebody need to tell them what to do. And they need to... People need to be firm. They need to have discipline. Because discipline changes attitude.
Now, hold on. Before you go on. Your voice sounds familiar. I don't want getting people business and call nobody name. But is this my girl?
Well, you never know.
Praise God. It's good to hear from you, my dear. I can pass by today. Praise God. It's a decent woman. It's good to hear from you, Rick.
You take care.
Okay, you take care too. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's important that we always identify these things. I like when we start to talk about this, and I don't believe that if you're from this vantage point, if you're engaged in social discourse and you're talking the way that we do on a day-to-day basis, right? I'm not just talking about calling in. If you're looking at this and you can be able to clearly see that there are two different types culturally of people that exist in this space, in this country, that the desire for progressive service laced with technology in one area sometimes excludes a traditional environment. And one of the things that I say is that we have to be, that's why you can't just take the concept of consultancy from someone else. Political organizations normally identify consultants, even administrations when they come in, they identify consultants to be able to come in. But the first thing that consultant, if they're a good consultant, they have to do is identify someone on the ground who's been doing these things. They don't know they don't know the layout of the land. They don't know the demographics. They don't know the age difference. They don't know what is expected from an older person or what young people will gravitate towards. They don't know. And so you try to shove everyone in this kind of a one bucket and say, this is the service that we're rendering. And this is where you have the inconsistencies. But I believe that you all are content with the fact that they can figure it out. And you just treat us like, you know, this kind of dismissive thing and not try to make modification to your service. I want to talk more like that when we come back, because I want to touch this this little something here in the newspaper to talk about service as it relates to Wendy's and Marco's. Now, we can take it too far. We ain't got to talk about it too much. But there's kind of an idea to be able to segregate the service and segregate the experiences and segregate these things. How are we going to fix this going forward? It's a laid-back Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do what we do best. The lines are wide open. I want you to be a part of it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, or a toll-free number. Talk to me. Toll-free call, please. 242-300-5720. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant on 96.9 FM radio. We're going to take this commercial break and be right back after this.
Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse.
Samantha's always on point. She doesn't miss a thing. When she signs up for any insurance policy, she reads all the fine print. She knows what's covered, what's not covered, and she's aware of her deductibles. When it comes to insurance, it pays to know your policy. Review every insurance policy so you know what you're covered for. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Marco's Pizza, we never skip on quality or ingredients. Save some cash and satisfy your cravings with our new carry-out medium two-topping pizza for only $12.50. That's right. Order two of your favorite toppings like sausage and green peppers on one medium pizza for only $12.50. Fat inclusive on our app or online. Made daily with fresh dough, our signature sauce, and fresh cheese. Only at Marco's Pizza. Restrictions apply.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app. Available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. There must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, on this beautiful, beautiful Friday. It's Luette. Talk to me. This, hence the night nurse. Talk to me, because you know, we take it a different direction. But hence the night nurse. This is me trying to charge your mind with some jubilance this weekend. Talk to me. You need to be a little bit decent. Enjoy yourselves. And kind of kick back. It's a beautiful weekend. I don't know what you got planned. I don't know what you got to be able to do. But today the lines are wide open. If you want to be able to have a conversation with me, have a discussion, any number of matters, all within the confines of decency, talk to me. I got to open my eye wide and let you know that all within the confines of the decency that is expected in this particular space, please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. That's a toll-free number. So you ain't going to call me and cuss me out about your minutes, so forth and so on. And hit me up on the text, 422-4796. I can read a couple of these texts before we go on to anything else, right? I sure nobody on this line. Check it out. See if anybody is on the line for me. It says, we already have a million people in this country, bro. There's a text. It says, they just ain't telling us because you know where half of them from. This is an actual text. This is an actual text. Yesterday, May 18th, was Haitian Flag Day. I don't know if you guys went out to celebrate and enjoy the festivities in small pockets. I didn't see any. Parades, or I didn't see any motorcades or anything like that. You know, I normally see it here and there. Nor have I really seen anything over people's cars. I can be honest with you. I mean, you know, I'm up and down. Yesterday I was up and down the city. And, you know, you can't miss the blue and red flying. But this year, not like years past. Unless you guys decided to be able to have something on the weekend, I don't know. And you didn't say anything. But I got a couple of videos from Arawak Key. I suppose Luby had an event last night based upon the information that came over my phone. I feel like it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I had to look back at this thing. 2 o'clock in the morning, someone felt the necessity. You know, they were tossing and turning in the night, right? They couldn't sleep. They had this video and trying to figure out what to do with this at maybe 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what time it was. And I wake up to Luby possibly hosting an event at Frankie Gone Bananas over at, but based upon the allegations of the thing, right? And I'm like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. They got dead. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. These people want, what are we going to have? Where are we supposed to go? This is what's happening in our country? I don't think the label xenophobia should be splattered across this thing anymore. There is a, I don't know whether or not it's conditioning. I don't know if it's a clear dislike. I don't know whether or not you're dazed and confused. I don't know what subconscious thing is pricked in your mind and in your spirit to say that this thing or that thing is going to happen as a result of this, this, and this. I don't know. But I'm baffled by it. Because we celebrate Jan Kunu in South Carolina. We celebrate Jan Kunu in other spaces. I think we've been to the Rose Bowl one time. We were in California the other day. You got people all over the place celebrating our culture. When you go to Miami, you could see Puerto Rican flag, Cuban flag, Haitian flag. Oh, my God, it's a Bahamian flag, Bahamian flag. You carry your culture where you are. Is there an expectation that we cut ourselves off entirely from the world? Are you seeking to be segregated significantly, culturally, and otherwise, from the world? This is wild. Lines are open. You know the numbers. Let me take the telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller? Is that a caller? Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Howard, I have one question for you. No science say the Big Bang is the origin of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And Christians say God created the world. Hey, Howard,
mm-hmm.
which one of those do you think is correct?
Christians didn't say God created the world.
Well, the Bible says. Yeah, well, the Bible says so.
Mm-hmm. I believe... My belief is faith-based.
The Bible?
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to know that. All right, man.
Okay, have my nice brother. Day. Okay, thank you. I don't, it's kind of far off. I don't know. I don't know what that was all about. Let me see if I can read the next text, right? It says, Howard, I totally agree. A vertebrate is so important, but... It needs two twin friends named testicles to back it up. No pun intended. LOL. This is a text that's coming through based upon a comment that I actually threw out a little earlier of the show. Let's see if we can read another one. It says, good day. Which country you live in? When the POP lost in 2017 from 2018, they were from every island to island and constituency to constituency having branch meetings and mini rallies on what they called a fact-finding mission. But that's not what's happening here. The PLP were united in their front and being able to... And listen, I don't like to make it seem like I carry in water for no political organization, but this is what's happened. We have the information. Everything's on the table. It's documented. We know what the PLP did from 2017 up until the victory in 2021. We knew what they did. We even knew that there was infighting there, and they subsided that very quickly, identified the leader, say, this is the course that we're going to take. They... charge those particular persons to be able to look over the Constitution. And they made the modifications within their party, and we see the changes thereof. All the candidates had to be able to get a certificate to say that they were a participant, and they had to get certified of something like that to be able to be candidates. They did everything. That's not what's happening in the FNM. Can we just stop it? Can we just be very clear? That is not what's happening here. There's no fact-finding mission. The only fact-finding mission that the FNM has ever done was done by one man, Hubert Alexander Minnis. He had to find the facts and go from island to island and forge relationships there. That's why y'all cannot beat him. Two things. Listen. Somebody texted me earlier and asked me whether or not Arinthia Kumalafe is a political strategist or whether or not... Let me see if I can find that text and I can read it to you right now. I can read it right now. I have to look for this text. They asked me if she's a political strategist or what is she doing in this particular capacity. I'd like to know the same thing. I would like to know what is happening here. Because a lot of things are happening in the country and I feel like I'm left out. I normally am abreast of what's happening politically, but what we're seeing happening in the Free National Movement is not politically expedient. It is not prudent. The first thing that I've seen it over the course of time, from the FNM to the PLP, the FNM to the PLP, now is the FNM's opportunity. They are not being able to travel that same course of time. So who knows what the outcome is going to be. But they need to settle their indifference first. And then they could perch themselves on this proverbial soapbox and present themselves to the country. Okay. Let me take a next telephone call. Calling you on the line with this live. Go ahead. You got a caller? Did I delete that thing? Oh, here it is. Here it is. You sent it twice. Okay. Okay, yeah, I didn't see it because you're doing a lot of stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Howard, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Now, listen up. When you set up this, whatever you're going to set up with these two gurus to talk about crypto,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to call names, but one of them can't listen. So, you know, while the other one is talking, he has to talk. So what you do is have them in separate rooms so you can kill the mic, because for the benefit of us, we would be able to hear clearly what one person is saying at a time. This happens all the time with particularly one character. So set that up right so that the producer could kill the mic when someone can't stop talking, because we'd like to hear what they say now.
You're decent. Graham, hold on, Graham.
No, that ain't the one.
Ooh.
The other one can't shut up.
Oh, my God. I can fix it up then. I'll fix it for you, my brother.
Fix that so we could appreciate it. But, and then the other thing you have to do is keep in mind when you have guests in the show and four people talking, you saturate the output and the frequency is stalled, so we don't hear what you're saying because the collector doesn't take the signal through to the tower. So that's another matter. So we're going to do those two things. Now, Howard, here we go again. Have you met Chloe?
Chloe?
Okay, anyway. Chloe and a couple others. These are new cyber beings that are releasing into the market, and they're real people.
Oh. I heard of Chloe. I haven't met Chloe.
Well, anyway, no. I want you to pay special attention to when you go to a particular eatery. Look at the persons who are serving you, how well-focused, how polite, and they are really doing a great job as replacing us. Because right now, you know, the company that makes them call themselves Lemonade. And they are launching them now in insurance companies because everything is going to be transparent. And it's going to be just nice. And this is one of the reasons why no one wants to listen to C. Allen and those, because they're speaking the truth. I was always saying, if we would teach trading, the trading platform, trading all instruments in school, while you're going in primary school, by the time as you get about 7 to 8 years old, you could master that market and you won't have to be having church cookouts. You know, because there will be you'll tap into the $7 trillion that passes through our heads every day. And why governments are not looking at that is beyond me. Why you want to just teach me to remember Christopher Columbus date break? I don't need to know him. I need to know how to move in the market.
I agree with you. I don't need to know.
So fix that for me too, because you'll have more. Because when you see people not able to work, then that's going to have an increase in crime, because they're going to be replaced by these cyborgs, these nice, sweet, intelligent beings that coming out. And I want you to pay special attention as you go to a particular store that sells food and look at the individual that's actually serving you. You might be seeing something new for the first time, Howard.
He's a decent man. I appreciate your telephone call,
Thank you, brother. All right.
Listen, I am, I want to read this piece here. Howard, we the people are trying to figure out Orinthia Komolafe is a political strategist, a political pawn, or a political prostitute. Wasn't she just criticizing the FNM the other day who had her arrested? Now she's carrying water for them? That's the text that came through. I wanted to read that for you. And the spirit of the decency that resides in me on a day-to-day basis and renewed every morning, I want to be able to break this down. This move has nothing to do with the Free National Movement. Nothing. The same way when we saw Renwood Wells and Andre Rollins join the Free National Movement and separated themselves from the PLP, that move had nothing to do with the Free National Movement. It is a strategic design move to ensure that leadership insulates itself. That's all this was. Can we just be clear about this? There cannot be a move towards the Free National Movement or the constitution of the party thereof unless and until everything in the leadership race is settled. There is perceived and expected settlement at this particular time. But if you know, like you know, there is an upheaval in the undercurrent of the party that identifies two people who can give you good verbiage at the top, but trying to ensure and solidify their positions before the next convention of the Free National Movement. Do not blame Orinthia. I just blame her for moving too fast. You move too fast, baby. It's just me. You move too fast. I don't think this is a bad move. I'm sure she made all the determinations and considerations within herself why she did not realign herself at the political forefront of the organization that she came from, which is the PLP. I'm sure she had to make significant determinations and have, you know, at least some counseling from other members, senior members, to say, baby, this is the course for you. Yes, I think you should take this. I'm sure she had to do that. But sometimes you could run out the gate too early. It's just me. It's just Howard. Next telephone call. I know you're excited. Go ahead. Next one. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Yes, sir. Well, I was holding on so long I lost my train of thought. Oh, you remember, you're saying something about the PLP and the FNM, right? That's very true. And the PLP lost in 2017.
Yes.
And them going from
island to island,
holding town meetings and branch meetings. And you say the same thing, that's not the same thing the FNM is doing?
Not here, no.
But I mean, of course, you know, the FNM and the PLP is different in terms of the P. The FNM was never a united party. When I started following the FNM in 2087.
But it can't be okay, you saying that. That can't be okay.
No, why it can't be okay?
But it
can't be. The FNM is a movement. The FNM is a movement made up of seven different fragments.
Movement from where to where? The only time the FNM ever moved, Hubert Ingraham Dragon.
No, fractions, I mean. There are seven different fractions in the FNM. And that was always like that. So the FNM was never a united party in terms of everyone on one page. That was never the FNM. So I don't know why people are so surprised if that's not the case, because the FNM was never that way. Every leader in that party had a different fraction, and then other persons, other fractions in the Freeport, different islands, all had different fractions. And all those fractions came together to win the election. And we see what happened in 2017. As divided as the FNM was, they won by the largest margin ever.
No lie.
And the largest percentage ever.
Use a decent mind.
As divided as they were.
I could hear the decency in the back of your neck while they're listening to you. But I can say this to you. The FNM did not win by the largest margin ever as a result of the leadership.
They won 50% of the voters. That's the highest percentage any party ever won by in the Bahamas.
Hold on. It didn't happen as a result of the leadership at the forefront of the party.
But no, we didn't say a result of the leadership. It happened because
who brought out a
government and would vote in the next government. But the fact is, they were divided. That's the point I'm making.
3 weeks before the election, if it's 3 weeks, somebody correct me. Had it been three weeks?
3 weeks.
When Papa stepped on the stage
people,
and everybody said, oh my God, it's
people
it.
People made up their from three, and you obviously about why they can on this early. Do you know the behavior people made up their minds who they're going to vote for from 2 years out after the election?
No, the Bahamian people haven't made up their mind.
People didn't make up their mind that they will get rid of this party and bring in the next one.
They
didn't make that in 2 weeks out, 2 years out.
Okay, now you extracting some significant facts here. When we saw this happen in the last election, it was as a result of a shift that we saw in the leadership of the organization, which was menace.
And the same thing happened in 2000.
When we saw it in 2012.
And 2012.
When we saw it in 2000.
People wanted to get rid of Christie. People wanted to get rid of menace. People wanted to get rid of Ingraham. The same thing, no difference.
But I see, for me, while I'm listening to you, you're saying the FNM has always been a fractured organization. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't agree with that. I hear what you're saying.
When you were with the FNM, were they ever united? Tell me the time when they were.
Well, my mother was with the FNM in 2007. I supported her.
You were with the FNM yourself.
I was right there with her, and I supported the party all the way up through. When I came in, there was a significant divide. That's when Hubert Minnis said that the Ingraham era is over. That was uncertainty in the party.
So you're saying that's when the FNM became divided?
No. The FNM was divided before that. But I'm saying
that
to you.
That's the point I'm making.
But that can't
be
okay.
The FNM was always divided.
But that can't be okay. It cannot say that as an organization. As an organization who seeks to be able to unite the country and rally this kind of an idea that we are the party for the change that we've been envisioning, that we've been looking for, we got the course, but, you know, we may just have an indifference in the household right now. Accept that and let's move forward. That can't be okay because the PLP The PLP language has always been relentlessly one leader, and that has what they've been presenting to the public. One leader.
The only difference between the PLP and the FNM is, like we always say, the PLP know how to keep their business in-house, right?
But you got to figure that way. You got to figure
not
it out.
That type.
You got to, we got to figure this out collectively as a community. How you can keep your business in there? Me and my wife is row regular. That's how, listen, that's our love language, we can row. But that's not your business.
But it's okay for some people to, if some people want to keep their business in and some people want to keep their out, that's okay for both of sides. I mean, I don't have a problem with anybody, anyone.
Not in a public where perception is reality. Perception is reality. And if we perceive you to be divided, then we ain't going to bother with you.
I differ with that. I differ with that.
But I like this conversation. You're a decent man.
Yes, sir.
You're a decent man. I thank you for your contribution, my brother. You get me riled up today. I like that. You get me politically riled up. You want to start politics now? Let me take the next telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. Good morning again.
Hey, good morning.
Listen, I kind of agree with that gentleman, you know, because I really can't think of a time, because while he was talking, I was thinking back. I can't really think of a time that the FNM was actually really, truly together. There was always factions, but when it came time for them to say, you know what, let's get this person out, they vote. The voters come out and do what they have to do. But I can't truly think of a time, because, you know, there's a Cecil section, there's the Ingram section, now there's a Minnis section, then there's a Pintard section, and there's somebody else's section someplace up in there.
Pintard already didn't work a section? I don't know if he got a section three yet. Pintard got a section yet?
Yeah, he has a section.
Okay, good. Okay.
You know, but what I wanted to say, the gentleman before who was talking about teaching the in the schools, the art of I guess marketing and all these other stuff. Mm-hmm. So when you come out, you could know what to do, right? Mm-hmm. Listening to him talk, I thought about something. Why would I teach you how to fish? If I teach you how to fish, then you're not gonna need me anymore. Am I right?
Yeah, but that's what the former prime minister said to us. Either you catch fish, you do bait, or get out the boat. And there was the concept, if you teach a man to fish, then he could take care of himself for the rest of his life. Now, what you're saying to me is that the political organizations in our country decided that if we teach these people to fish, they ain't going to need us no more.
Exactly.
So they stopped teaching us how to fish.
My point exactly.
Okay, I can
fight. So why put these things in school for you to learn these things even starting at an early age, which I agree, I think you should learn these things starting at an early age, because I feel like this is where the private school kids get the upper hand on the public school kids. Because I think certain things that they teach the kids in school, I could understand the math, the English, the reading, the arithmetic, and all these other fancy stuff that they do in school. Teach me how to live. Teach me how to survive. If you see that I am not learning academically, watch me and see what I can do with my physical hands and body. Let me do that. Teach me in that, like how they do in China. Teach me in that. Let me grow in that field.
Mm.
You understand?
I like that.
Find out how these, some kids learn visually, some learn orally. You understand me? We learn differently. Teach me in the way that I learn. And something, this is something you should pick up from preschool. If you don't have preschool, at least the early stage in primary school, see what it is that I learn at better, and then put me in that, point me in that direction. But when you try to shove the same thing down everybody's throat, everybody does not learn the same way. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want our society to grow, we need to start looking at other ways in which the schools can adopt different ways of teaching. I saw a teacher one time in America. What she does, she found out her kids love music. So she started teaching them musically. She starts singing certain things, and she got a much better result, and she bring the different stages of music in the school, and she have like these things that catches the eyes of the student and catch their attention and hold their attention.
Yeah. Kids respond well to rhythms.
Exactly.
I do that with my kids with everything. I sing to them for everything.
Especially with spelling and so on, and even reading. You can use your reading, especially the poem parts. You can use them musically and allow them to sing to it, and then you could have them repeat it regularly, and then have them and they would catch on to it and hold it.
I like this.
Why should I teach you again how to fish?
Wow. I like your contribution, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for your call. Guys, I want to read one thing before we get out of here, right? Pintards expects former DNA leader, and this is in yesterday's Guardian newspaper, Thursday, May 18th. You can be able to pick up the page A2. You can be able to read it. It says Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard said yesterday he fully expects former Democratic National Alliance leader Arinthia Komolafe to join the FNM. Absolutely bananas. May 18th, 2023. I got to rub my eye and make sure this say 2023, right? Yes. Okay, let's read it. Go. Komolafe attended an FNM joint meeting for constituencies in the Eastern New Providence on Monday night and was photographed with Pintard. A second bananas thing. Crazy. What are you doing? What? Who told you go here? Why'd you even go here? Okay, let's say you're having all the conversations in the background. Why go to the meeting? Why solidify, calcify? Now, why now? Why now? Anyway, go on. Let's read the rest of the thing. So, speaking of a Pintard, say that we fully expect that she, Arinthia, is joining the party. There were other persons who contested other seats from other organizations who expressed interest in joining the party, as well as contesting the next general election. Ms. Komolafe herself can speak to the media concerning whether or not she's running or not. To this point, she has just indicated a willingness to work with us. This is bananas. This is crazy to me. Let's read a couple of things. I need you to understand. This is a supersession of political protocols, of constitutional establishment within the organization. Just to make these pronouncements is bananas. Isn't this supposed to be a process? Oh my God. Listen, I'm exhausted. Somebody texts me just now and says, Howard, why are you wasting time and breath discussing the PLP and the FNM? If we can't see that the COI is the only party making sense in this day and time, then we deserve everything that the PLP and the FNM do us and the country in the coming years. Tell them legalize the thing to Howard. We want to be empowered like your decent cousin, Elliot. There's a great deal more to kind of talk about and break these things down. Let me take a commercial break and be right back after this.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th. Get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the ANCOM Rotary. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Game Nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Home and tend to the sick. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken.
Nine FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, the Foundation. Beautiful Friday, a little bit wet. I can't see outside, so I don't know if it stopped raining just yet. But we're here. I play a little Night Nurse for you just to get your mind prepared for the weekend. As your wife gives you those batted eyes, she bats, you know, bat those eyes with those extra lashes. Talk to me. I don't know. I mean, this is too much. Have a good weekend this weekend. Enjoy yourself. Talk to me and be as decent as possible. But as it relates to this conversation, we continue to be able to go further, just try to unravel some things. No one's talking to me about the allegations that's come from the top of the hill, Collin Avenue. Talk to me. No one's saying anything to me. What is your perception? I got a significant, you know, running into the building today, right? Because I tell you, I wasn't coming, right? And, you know, I made a call. I said, Dwight, I don't know if I can make it. Dwight said, okay, Howard. And then I said, okay, let's just, and I tried, I did my best in the middle of the rain. And I came because I, you know, I got to be here. I got to be here. I don't want to talk like this. But so running into the building, right? Trying to make sure they stop me. And they want to ask me, what are my thoughts as it relates to what's happening on the top of the hill with this transition for general manager? And whether or not this perceived political motivation should step into this particular capacity. Let's be decent, because all these things are allegations, this alleged movement. This alleged movement. That's why we ain't called no name. That's why we ain't called nobody name. Amen. So this alleged movement from a prominent office perched up at the hilt of politics in our country, now transitioning into a space for media consumption. And so the people call me and say, Howard, what do you think about that? I said, what do you mean? I don't think nothing about that. Oh, this shouldn't happen. I said, what do you mean it shouldn't happen? Oh, this particular organization should never be perceived to be politically motivated because this person was... I said, what are you talking about? Wait, do we live in the same place? Yes, Howard, but you know, it's... Hold on, wait. Stop it. I was on the people place. Have you ever worked there? No, I've never worked there. So let me shoot straight with you and tell you what happened. I was on the show interviewing a leader in the country that didn't share political views of the organization or the administration that was in office at the time. Howard, why are you using all these words? Because you're not going to put me, you ain't going to call me and sue me, say Howard called him. I'm not doing that. I said, I did a show. And I brought someone who opposes their political position. And by the end of the show, they didn't cut my money half going forward and cut my 2 hours half. By the end of the show, they already then draft a letter from the day before. You mean to tell me this is not politically motivated? Do you see something wrong with this? I don't. Take a next telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Quality is talking away so long with you, Howard.
What's up, my brother?
All right, yeah. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You always speak of your mother in politics. What's in politics? What's her name?
My mother's name is Verne Grant.
Susan.
Verne, V-E-R-N-A, Verna Grant.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you something. This lady name in which you had called, what's her, Kovalahi or something like that?
Arinthia Komalafe.
Spell it, Komalafe. I don't want to spoil it.
K-O-M-O-L-A-F-E, Komalafe.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
She want to run for leader of the FNL?
I wish, but that's not what she's saying here.
That's
not what they're saying here. This says Michael Pintard, in his capacity, says that there were other persons who contested other seats from other organizations who expressed interest in joining the party as well as contesting the next general election. Ms. Komalafe herself can speak to the media concerning whether or not she's running or not, which is wild. To this point, she has just indicated a willingness to work with us. That's what she said.
Okay. You know, you know, she when she was a party with a party some time back.
She was the head of the DNA.
Say it again?
She was the leader in the Democratic National Alliance.
Oh, okay. The thing is, she's been off the scene for a little while, so I don't know. She's not familiar to the public. It's a different generation.
No, man. Yeah, everybody know Arinthia. Who's been paying attention for the past 10 years?
That's more than 5 years.
No, she. No, no, no. She ain't been gone that long. No,
you
man.
You haven't been gone that long?
No, no, no. Arinthia's been in the thing. She's been doing it. And most recently, with the lack of success and being able to amalgamate a certain percentage, she decided to be able to step back. And that's what she did. Now she's re-emerging.
Well, let me ask you something else. I can agree with that, brother. Your previous caller, what I called, and says that FNM is not a party. It's a movement. You see, because the thing is, Mr. Ingram, Hubert Ingram, as the person who really brought them together as a party in order to win the election, because you had several people wanted to be leader. You had Tommy Tenkris, you had Loretta Turner, you have several of them, and they couldn't get it together. You see what I'm saying? But and not only that, when they had a little talk, I'm quoting Mr. Ingram, he speak of putting back the FNM, how he met it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
It's heavy what you're saying. It's heavy what you're saying. He said after he leaving and putting the FNM back to how he met it. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I am saying is,
mm-hmm.
they never were together. Even Tommy Tenkris, daddy was a part of that party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So my point is they weren't together like that. They wanted to move Perry out of the way. Tenkristi.
I can't.
And they all got together and made it happen. So I struggle
with this idea.
Say it again?
I struggle with this. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I got a couple more.
Thank you.
I appreciate your contribution. I struggle with this. Okay? I struggle with it. When we had T.G. Morrison in the studio, and then we had Pastor Mario Moxie in the studio, right? And I started to talk about the unity of the church, the collective church, right? And the idea that the body of Christ has a responsibility to be able to empower, to uplift, to engage, to unite, to be able to come out, identify a cause and move towards that by being able to be the light and be shown. And then we started to have this kind of a conversation about the division that exists within the churches. And there was a very clear, you know, not verbatim, but both of them gave me the sentiments that says there could never be expectation to have a seamless unification in the body of Christ. There are different churches, different ideas, but there is an overarching understanding of an objective to be able to fulfill the purpose that God has called you through under the umbrella of your organization, of your calling, of your church, your denomination. And I thought about that, and the thing played on me significantly. And I said, how can we be united but still disjointed? Is this only for perception? Is there an expectation that, or be perceived to be united? And that's for the public's purpose. That's for the purposes of perception. But the truth is that we are not united. Is that what you're saying? Is this the same thing that you're saying with the FNM? You're not saying that about political organizations in the country. You're saying that about the Free National Movement. I struggle with that. I never wanted to be, you know, me and Branville had a conversation. Right? Branville had a meeting, Branville and Chris, when it was Branville McCartney and Chris Mortimer, leader, deputy leader of the organization, had a meeting and they came to Grand Bahama and they started to say, this is what we're going to do. And I started to shift in my chair. I said, this is wild. This is crazy. Y'all got to be in the meeting. I said, because I left the Free National Movement for this exact reason. You have to be united with a very clear understanding for a path to take. I've always been this guy. Are you saying that it's okay to be disjointed? Are you saying that no matter that once it's under the umbrella, under the banner of the political organization, whether you like him, you don't like him, this is what we're going to do? No matter if the Constitution is being rejected, man? Let me take a next telephone call. Call you on.
Hey, pleasant good afternoon. What are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
you. A couple of questions and then a couple of comments. I have a question for you, Albert.
Mm-hmm.
Are you returning home to the
Upper Stop North? Stop it, Anton. This is the second question. Second question. I got nothing. Anton, I ain't in politics. I'm not in politics. I'm just baffled by what I'm seeing in politics. This is not what I've learned about politics.
Next question.
These old boys, they teach me different.
Has the opposition leader, Pintard, invited you to come back home?
I see him talking about unity, but he wouldn't even talk to Howard. I mean... Anton, you're indecent today, but I love it. Keep going. Let's go.
Former Prime Minister, and I would pick up on where one of your previous callers, I can't remember his name. I think he lives in Mason. He just hung up from you. I'm going to pick up with the statement that he left off with. He didn't quite say it in its fullness, but former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham said at one point, when he leaves the FNM, he's going to leave the FNM in a far worse position than he met them in.
Anton, your indecency gone up two notches. Go ahead.
Like, yeah, I see that. I see that I'm getting back on track though after the theatrics. I see in opposition leader Pintard's statement that clearly he's offering former DNA leader, who was also a former PLP. He's clearly offering her a seat to contest in the next general election. In his statement where he said that she will have to, based on what you read from what he said, mm-hmm. she will determine mm-hmm. if she's running in the next election or not.
Kumalafe herself could speak to the media concerning whether or not she's running or not. How? This is what? Go ahead, Anton. Go ahead.
It's crazy. Former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis also made some moves that clearly superseded what you all thought was the FNM Constitution when he removed, I can't remember what you all call it, but I think you all have something like...
Stop saying you all. You mean like the FNM, them, okay? It's not, I'm watching you. I right here with you. I can see you.
Go ahead. He removed certain lifetime delegates or something of the sort. I can't. What is it called?
Meritorious council members, MCMs.
Right. When he removed certain lifetime meritorious council members, I remember the former chairman and senator for the FNM, who was also a blue-eyed boy of former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham, along with Shivago, being Darren Cash. He was one of those who we removed as a lifetime meritorious council member. And no one was brave enough to take a stand against the then leader of the FNM, who went on to be Prime Minister. And so I sort of agree with you with the statement you made earlier on when you started your show, when you said that there's nothing that anyone in the FNM can do with the former Prime Minister because he has established his relationships by taking his tour around the country and resetting the FNM.
There is none of them. Watch me. Let me be decent. And I got a couple more calls before we get out of here. Let me be decent. There is no one in the Free National Movement at this juncture that has the political, I can use former Prime Minister Ingraham's word, the political collateral that Hubert Minnis has, Dr. Hubert Minnis has in the Free National Movement at this juncture.
Within
the party. Within the Free National Movement.
Within
the Free
National Movement. No. I agree. Hold on. Let me end on this statement, though.
Go ahead.
Howard. Hello?
Go ahead, I read you.
Yeah, let me end on this statement. Hubert Ingraham, former Prime Minister, Right Honorable Hubert Ingraham, also said from an FNM rally stage at Bundai that he is more PLB than Barry Christie.
He did say that. Anton, I can see you later. Bye.
Yo.
You need to stop it, right? Anton, your indecency gone up at least four or five octaves today. You need to stop. All right. Let me take a quick commercial break and be right back after this, guys.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Let's get in quick so we can get out of here. Foundation 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, Wild Friday. This is a crazy thing. I got a couple of things. This is, as a matter of fact, Darren Cash was never an MCM. Very good point. You got to be a certain age and criteria to meet the MCM caliber, right? And Darren isn't that age as yet, right? And I don't believe that whatever the infighting was, Darren took on a position to step away from the party as opposed to being able to be, you know, axed. No one was axed from there. I get a couple of texts. You know, the people can correct me. I still got one or two. I still got one or two F&M in my phone. I changed phone three times since then. They keep finding them. I'm going to fight them, right? So, yeah. They're still here, guys. We have a good conversation. Caller, I let you in, but you can't talk long. Go ahead, caller.
Howard, how you doing?
I good. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm not going to talk long at all.
Okay, go ahead.
To say, why aren't you and them always in the F&M business?
They love it. They love the politics thing. You can't
hold that. I mean, clean your place out and leave what's going on in the F&M. What the leader's trying to do, I guess, is find the right person.
You say leaders? Did you pluralize leader?
That, right?
Did you say leaders?
The leader. Leaders. Leader.
Okay.
Leader. Okay? That's my quick.
I see you put a TH on it. Go ahead. I like it. Go ahead.
Quick. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your telephone call. I got one more one. Quick. Telephone caller, you on the line. Go ahead. You with us? You gone? You're gone. All right. To these statements, I just want to say, I think it's important for us not to be able to reject the tenets and the pillars. Politically, socially, traditionally, and otherwise, we cannot reject them entirely as we move forward. I want to say that. I want to say to you that with our, I just had to be able to text my wife. Me and I had a little piece of row. It wasn't a heavy one, right? And then I had to text her as, you know, the emotions subside within me. And I say, baby, I apologize. I should be anxious for nothing. I had to say that to her. I had to text her. I said, baby, I apologize. I love you. I'm sorry. I should not be anxious for anything. I think this kind of anxiety continues to be able to poke away at some of our hopes and dreams and continue to be able to say, well, you got to hurry up, make this move. You got to hurry up. Time going, you know? And I think our anxiety causes us to be able to make moves and step out of season. Can I say that? I will not negate from continuing to reiterate the value I believe that Arinthia Komolafe has in terms of contribution nationally. I will not negate and move away from that. I believe that she is a genius in her own right. I believe that she has significance to operate, her and many other women, but she is one of the ones that comes forward to talk about like this. But we should not be anxious politically, socially, religiously, and any subsector of our life. If there is purpose that resides on you, wait on the Lord. And again, I say wait. Talk to me. I just get preachy quickly. That's how we can end the show today. Wait on the Lord. And in your due time and due season, you definitely come forth. This, in my personal, very humble opinion. And I don't mean nothing disparaging about this. My personal, humble opinion may be premature. Significantly premature. Because there may be even greater offers for you around the curb. Talk to me. Let's take our time and move in the direction that we've been called to in this life, man. We only got one life to live. We have purpose. And if we engage ourselves and focus on the thing that we've been called to, everything will come towards us. Guys, I want you guys to have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Go out there and enjoy a little time with your sweet thing in the can. And do that. Make some great memories. Time is definitely short. But nonetheless, we shouldn't be anxious for anything. And that's been the show for the day, man. Thank you so very kindly for tuning in, guys. We're going to be here again on Monday, God's Spirit Life. Live and in full effect right here on Guardian Radio 96.9, The Foundation with Howard Grant. Coming straight at you. Listen, we're going to see you. I want you guys to stick and stay for Shivago Lang with Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful weekend, guys. Be safe. Be responsible. Be decent. See you on Monday.
Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy.